You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Can you tell people to slow down when they're driving?
Let me give you some context here. All right. I live on a, I wouldn't call it a private street. It's a public street, obviously, but it is a cul-de-sac. And it's got one turnout before my property. And then, you know, ours is down the further end of the street. So when cars come into our street, there's absolutely no reason whatsoever that a car should be doing 50 to 60 miles per hour. I'll tell you that. This happens dozens of times throughout the day. UPS and Amazon and so forth. At this point, I've kind of, you just have to, you know, accept the fact that this is how these people drive because they're under a lot of pressure to make sure that they're delivering all the time. But it's not okay. But it's the cars that come into the neighborhood that are doing like 40, 50 miles per hour. It's a problem. So my wife is the administrator of the neighborhood page. It's a job that I didn't want her to take, but nobody else wanted the job. So she is the person who runs the neighborhood page.
The neighborhood Facebook page.
That's right. Okay. And with that, you know.
With that comes what, Raven? What?
Good and bad. I think that we can all think to ourselves. If we close our eyes and we think about what comes with that, I think that we all have an idea, right, of who that person is. And my wife is very much the person that is like, slow down. Now, she doesn't yell slow down, usually. Or wave her arms like a crazy person or anything like that. But she will give you the death stare when you drive by doing 40, 50 miles per hour. I will say, when we go on vacation, when we're gone for a week or two, you come back and I'm walking my dogs and it's noticeable. Everybody in the neighborhood's doing 50 or 60 all of a sudden. It's like the police were gone. When we're out there walking the dogs twice a day or whatever, everybody starts to slow down.
Okay.
So I don't have any of those obnoxious signs that say drive like your kids live here or anything like that or play here or whatever, but I will give you the look and take notice, and I will not be friendly with you after if I have seen you speeding over and over again.
And post another message on the Facebook neighborhood page.
Now, to be fair, most of the time I try and talk my wife down. I'm like, well, maybe there's an urgent matter.
Right.
Maybe there's an emergency.
Producer Julie, we were talking about this a couple days ago. You do the hand signals.
Yeah, I let them know. I'm like, hey. And I give him the
you
motion.
You wave down?
Yep, I motion down. Slow down.
Like, right. And I was thinking about it, and I was like, the slow down motion with your hands has to be one, if you're on the opposite end and you're receiving that, has to be one of the most infuriating.
Oh, the most annoying.
Right.
That's how I get them.
You're like, mind your business.
Yep.
Like, you're not the police, you know?
Not for nothing, too. When somebody drives by and sees Julie doing it, they assume she's like 11 years old.
Right. Or a grandmother waddling out.
Right. I don't know. It's one of those things that I don't think you can tell people how to drive because I'm afraid of everything. I think it's going to cause confrontation. And like, if somebody told me to slow down, I'd be like, mind your business. I'm doing my thing. And I think that it's asking for trouble to be posting on Facebook, to giving people the evil eye, to be giving them the motions to slow down.
How do you affect change, though, if you're not doing those things? Every once in a while, a couple times throughout the year, the cops will actually park on our turnaround street because people will blow through that, too, because it's a one way. And they'll, you know, grab some people.
Oh,
and it's been a source of arguments in the neighborhood. Like, some
Julie
of my neighbors.
Motion for them.
Go get them.
My neighbors have gotten into it over this. But to be fair, like, you know, my neighbor, like their grandkids could be out there playing or whatever. Like, and what if a dog? I got one neighbor, her dog is always wandering the street.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but you can't tell people how to drive because they it could go very, very badly. You know what?
Listen, you guys can take a vote. You can tell me, and maybe I'll relay the information to my wife.
You will not. I know you. You will not relay the information. Five calls says it all. Can you tell people to slow down when they're driving, or does it just infuriate them and cause issues?
My wife is the administrator of our neighborhood Facebook page, and we're always out walking our dogs, and our policy is really to post from time to time and then glare at people as they speed down my cul-de-sac. It's dangerous.
I also think it's just asking for problems. You're telling people, motioning for them to slow down. I think it just makes people upset.
Between deliveries and the other people and visitors to these people, and from time to time, my neighbors too. Like, they need a little bit of policing.
Do they? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Chad, UPS driver.
Hey, Chad. All right. Are you a respectable UPS driver, or are you one of these crazy maniacs?
I'm a respectable driver. Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Listen, the guys in my neighborhood, they're fast. They're real fast. And I understand they've got somewhere to be, but in a neighborhood, like, they got to slow down.
What do you think, Chad? Do you appreciate it when people tell you to slow down, or do you find it insulting?
I find it insulting. It gets me very mad and upset because I got 200 stops to deliver in a day.
Yeah, but you certainly don't need the guy living on the side of the street to tell you to slow down.
When you see the person who waves their arm, like producer Julie does, do you think that they're going to report you?
Yes. I do get phone calls for that.
Yeah. Thanks, Chad, as I thought.
Have a great day. Slow down.
What do you think, Nina? Do you think anyone has any right to tell you how to drive or tell you to slow down?
If there's not a sign posted, mind your business because I'm minding mine. So unless the speed limit sign is posted or there's a children at play sign, I don't care about you yelling at me.
Well, yeah, there is, there is a speed limit sign posted. It is a public street, so yeah.
Yeah, but she's saying she chose to break the law, so don't you tell me what to do. Let her deal with the consequences.
What if I was a police officer?
You're not.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, five calls says it all. Jada, what do you think?
I think absolutely. If you are being an unsafe driver, kids could be running out playing. Like, that's the obvious example. But if a police officer can ticket you for it, I think you have the right to tell someone to fix their behavior.
You know what, Jada? You could be my neighbor any day. Mm. When I'm out here and I'm not paying attention and I'm blowing a Yui in the middle of the street in my riding lawnmower so I can get the angles right on my front yard, like, I don't want to be plowed down either. Tom, what do you think? Am I crazy? Can I tell people how to drive in my neighborhood?
I think you can, but I have a tendency to drive a little fast myself, and I think it goes too far when a person does one of those little fake lane changes, like you're trying to pass them, and they kind of fake like they're going into your lane, and you're not sure if you need to slam on your brakes or not.
Yeah, don't pass anybody. It's a two-way street, and it's a neighborhood, and it's residential. It's 25 mile per hour. Nobody should pass anybody in my neighborhood.
Anne Marie, what do you think? Can you tell people how to drive? Can you tell them to slow down?
Oh, for sure. I live on a dead end, and people come down our road. You know, even though it says it's a dead end, flying down the road, we've got kids, my dog, and we will yell, tell them anything. I had a neighbor who used to ride, his skateboard up and down the road. And then all of a sudden he got his license and he was driving like a lunatic. And I went out and I stopped him. I'm like, you went from a skateboard to a car.
And now you're a terrible person.
No, did you lose your mind? And he just looked at me and I'm like, we have dogs. We have kids. Slow down. And that stopped it.
Yeah. You're the confrontational type. You bring it right to them. If you get a chance, you'll give them an earful.
Sure. Well, absolutely. Especially if it's something like that. You don't want a dog or a kid to get hit.
No, I'm with you. And you know what? Listen, we feel entitled. When we've got a dead end or a cul-de-sac, like, you feel like we've got a playground at the end of the street here. So you people got to, you got to respect that.
I've seen Raven drive. He drives like a lunatic.
I do.
Yeah.
Not on my street.
Okay.
All right. You're not on a dead end.
Not on my street because I know that they'll report me to my wife.
Yeah, right. All right, Raven. Go ahead. Tell people to slow down on your street.
I'm going to start waving arms.